Shalom, this is Billy Brown, the voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And boy, Shelley, we have really got something that we've been witnessing this past, well, actually, since about mid-August. And, you know, the prophet Ezekiel, 2,500 plus years ago,
right.
He prophesied in Ezekiel 38 that there will be an alliance between Russia and Persia. It says in the Bible, of course, that is Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And it was prophesied all those years ago, but it didn't happen until the early 1990s. And in 1992, I believe it was, Russia built for Iran a nuclear reactor at Bushehr.
Mm-hmm.
However, it wasn't able to produce plutonium until certain rods were inserted in it. And Russia had not inserted those rods, but they made an announcement about, I guess early to mid-August, that they were going to begin inserting them on August 21st. Well, the former ambassador to the United Nations, from the United States, John Bolton, he's a little guy that looks like Mark Twain.
Yes.
And he said, he was raising quite a stink. He said, Israel has only got 1 week to take out this reactor, because after that, the nuclear fallout is going to go over the whole area, and it's just going to be terrible. So 1 week ended on August 21st. So on August 21st, I was sitting in my prayer chair. I took the whole day to pray. And in the evening, when I knew the day was over in Israel, I said, Lord, did Israel miss the open window? And I heard as plain as day, 40 days. Then I was impressed. Read 1 Samuel 17. I knew that 1 Samuel 17 is David and Goliath.
Mm-hmm.
But I read it, and there was a part that had escaped me. I found out that Goliath had for 40 days harassed the armies of Israel.
Uh-huh.
So I said, so 40 days here is important. Mm-hmm. So I went and got up, and I went over to my wall calendar, and I counted out 40 days, and that comes out to be September 29th or September 30th, depending on evening and morning. You know how the Jews are with their days, evening and morning. So I circled it on my calendar. And so I said, okay, I'm going to watch this, you know. Now, we're watching. The whole world is watching. People are wondering that, you know, what's going on here.
Oh, yeah.
And they're wondering that Israel's so quiet. And then the first place I noticed it was a crawler on Fox News. And this Fox News, you know what a crawler is at the bottom of the
like
news?
A ticker tape.
Ticker tape thing. And it said, it started talking about this worm and this cyber worm that had attacked computers in Iran. So then I started going online to find out about it. And I learned that there was a cyber, they call it a, they have a special name for it, malworm. That's what it is, but it's technical. That's a technical term. Its name is Stuxnet. I'm guessing it's Stuxnet. And today, when I'm making this, this is off DEFCA file today. Mm-hmm. And it says, the first full-scale cyber attack on a state. The debate over a missile, warplane, or special forces strike against Iran's nuclear facilities is made redundant by an outside power, proving able to partly cripple Iran's nuclear facilities by activating at will a malware latent inside their control systems. In other words, it says, no need to argue about an attack right now.
No.
Because something has happened to cripple in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
There's your copy of that.
Okay, thank you.
And Tehran, which is the capital of Iran, has confirmed that its industrial computers are under Stuxnet virus attack. This is from DEFCA file, it's September 25th. Muhammad Alayi, Secretary General of Iran's industrial computer servers, including its nuclear facilities control system, confirmed Saturday, September 25th, that 30,000 computers belonging to classified industrial units had been attacked by the Stuxnet virus. Going on down to the bottom of the page, since August, American and UN nuclear watchdog sources have been reporting a slowdown in Iran's enrichment processing due to technical problems which have knocked out a large number of centrifuges and which its nuclear technicians have been unable to repair. It is estimated that at Natanz alone, 3,000 centrifuges have been idled. Now, these cyber attacks, they say, are too big to be those of just an ordinary hacker, that they had to have been financed and brought about by states. And, of course, the ones that they're blaming are the United States and Israel. Nobody has said that they've done this, of course, but everybody pretty well admits that it probably was Israel or the U.S. An alarm, now today, this is from September 29th, that's today while we're recording. An alarmed Iran asked for outside help to stop rampaging Stuxnet malware. Tehran this week secretly appealed to a number of computer security experts in West and East Europe with offers of handsome fees for consultation on ways to exorcise the worm. None of the foreign experts has so far accepted it. The Iranians have been forced to realize that they cannot stop this themselves, because by irritating the invader, when they do, it hits back with a stronger, bigger punch. So it's amazing, Shelley, that they're just like sitting there and their computers. Now, I for a long time, I thought there was going to be a cyber war. There will be cyber wars. And so I have everything here. We have things backed up with hard copies.
Well, that's good.
The names of our donors and all that, we back up with hard copy files. But they admitted, Iran admitted, I'm reading again from Devka file, on Monday, September 27, that they were under a full-scale cyber terror attack. It is mutating and wrecking our computerized industrial equipment. And they say that probably they are underestimating. They are admitting to 30,000 Iranian addresses having been, you know, spoiled. Mm-hmm. But there's probably much more. Now, I don't know if the Lord had anything to do with this, but I do know that the Bible says, he that keeps Israel does not slumber nor sleep.
That's right.
And so we never could see, and we've been talking about Iran a lot on the radio lately.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been looking for something. If you've been watching us and you've been following along with us, we've been seeing what would happen. But this is, nobody thought of this.
Mm-mm.
You said you've been listening to talk radio about it?
Well, we just happened to come in on the middle of it. It wasn't that we just planned on hearing talk radio, but as we were surfing the channels, we bumped into something already in progress. And they basically said, you know, who is responsible for this? It sounds like it could have been done by Israel and America. And if so, great. But on the other hand, how scary to think that this kind of technology exists where they can just shut off systems. And but, yeah, that was a couple of weeks ago. And
well, you know, Shelley, there's a scripture, and you've got it down there on your page. I want you to read it in about three translations. And this is the scripture that we use here at Prayer Mountain when we're praying for the nations. And we're praying that God will save the nations. He will save us from attacks like that one of 2001, mm-hmm. 9/11. So just begin there with Hebrews 4:13 and read it first in the King James, which is in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. And then another translation says, and there is no creature hidden from his sight, But all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. And the last translation is, and not a creature exists that is concealed from his sight, but all things are opened and exposed, naked and defenseless, to the eyes of him with whom we have to do.
And you know, Shelley, we have just alluded to that verse in Psalms, which says that he that keeps Israel does not slumber nor sleep.
Right.
And in the Bible, I never could see that there could be an attack upon Israel. When we find God's, every one of the prophets talk about God's end time purposes for Israel. And if you want to read them just succinctly, just read Jeremiah 30 and 31. There they are in two chapters, which are just so easy. But at this time in Jeremiah 30 and 31, he talks about when he's going to bring the people home. And he says in Jeremiah 30 verse 3, "For lo, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, saith the Lord, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it." Nothing about any nuclear blowing away of that land.
No.
But everything in the Bible that's written about it talks about the crops are going to raise, talks about, and you can't eat crops that have been, contaminated. And so there's never anything there and then that says anything at all that would lead us to think that Israel would undergo any kind of an attack, nuclear attack.
Right.
Then in Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 10, "Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, He that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd does his flock."
Mm.
So now we saw that he scattered Israel in the time of the first temple scattering, in the time of the second temple scattering.
Mm-hmm.
But he always prophesied that they're going to come home.
Yes.
And Jesus said, when you see them come home, then you know it's about time for me to come. Luke 21.
Mm-hmm.
"He that scattered Israel will gather him." We've watched the gathering. And now we're watching the keeping.
Mm-hmm.
"He will keep them."
Yes.
"He will guard them as a shepherd does his flock."
Yes.
And so I have to think that somehow in all of this that's going on right now,
uh-huh,
God is involved.
Absolutely.
I don't know who you can put hands on, you know, who did it on the earth, but I know one thing. He that watches Israel does not slumber nor sleep. If you touch Israel, the Bible says you have touched the apple of God's eye.
That's right.
And so we're going to talk to you tomorrow about what's coming up, a prayer for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like you to come to our, well, we're going to even have a special Israel Day. We'll have people here from Israel,
mm-hmm,
on Saturday of our meeting. And call us and register. You don't have to register, but tell us you're coming at 1-800-972-3447, Autumn Assembly. That is October 28th through November 1st. November 1st, we'll be in a tent meeting out at Prayer Mountain. You can go online, billybrim.org, and register. Doesn't cost anything. We just like to know you're coming. But
sure,
you, even if you don't register, please still come and be with us and come and pray with us. What a time is this that we've come to the kingdom. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.